I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us this morning, we also have Mary-Kate Rossfelder of the Avon Duct Tape Festival joining us. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate
that. Thanks for having me, guys.
And, of course, the Duct Tape Festival, we just had Mother's Day. And I always know when Mother's Day shows up, Father's Day is not too far behind.
This is true.
And that is, the, of course, the weekend that the Duct Tape Festival takes place.
That is correct. This is an annual event. It's actually the 11th year we are doing the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. And it's going to be running June 13th through the 15th over Father's Day weekend.
Over at the Veterans Park.
That's correct.
And this year I saw the theme is Out of This World.
Yes, it's going to be space themed, so you might see some aliens and galactic attire. It's going to be very fun, and we actually just launched a galaxy tape that looks just like the night sky. So if you want to pick up a special roll, that might be a good one.
There you go, Bruce.
Should I ask, does it glow in the dark?
That one does not, but we do sell glow-in-the-dark duct tape, so you can get both.
You're talking to a guy over there who's got all kinds of duct tape, let me tell you.
Well, you know, when it comes time for me to, and I still use the duct tape to fix things. I'm not into the fashion part of it. I don't make a wallet out of it or a suit or a belt or anything, though it does help me with my boots occasionally. I will be fixing things, and instead of the traditional gray or whatever, I'm suddenly putting pink polka dots on a tool that I've
mentioned. You are not alone.
So I have that. There's sort of a, I don't know what, because of the different types of designs, it has taken duct tape into a whole new world.
It's true.
No pun intended with it, out of this world.
Yeah, there are over 250 colors and prints of duct tape. Whether you want your pink polka dot or your favorite NFL team, we have it all on offer. And I know that you may not be as interested in the outfits or crafting with duct tape, but if you happen to want to participate, we are attempting a Guinness World Record at the festival this year on Saturday. It's going to be an attempt to see how many people can participate in a duct tape fashion show. So we're looking for lots of participants, and I hope everyone out there will come and design at least two pieces of clothing. You have to make one larger piece, whether it be a vest or a skirt, and also some accessories. So you have to bring your wallet or purse or hair bow along.
See, now you started to sound like one of those competitions like Project Runway, which 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, had the competition.
That is correct.
And the winner of the duct, it was interesting that the winner of the duct tape competition also was the woman who won the final show itself. You had her out last year, Michelle, I think.
Yes, Michelle Lesniak. She did an amazing job on her challenge for duct tape, and she was nice enough to come in last year, and she actually judged our fashion show last year.
I remember seeing all the girls and the boys that put together their outfits as well, and then that thing seems to have a life of its own, because there was a whole red carpet Disney event that happened, and there was a duct tape dress that was on there as well.
Yes, we participated in the Radio Disney Music Awards, I believe it was the weekend before last, and it was an amazing experience. Michelle actually designed a dress for one of the Radio Disney DJs, and she got to wear it on the red carpet.
So, and you've taken it, because the competition that happens at this time of the year is the prom dresses that people create, and those are usually from kids in school doing that. It gets to a high fashion level as well, to see people can see the potential for that, the duct tape, the use of it as far as fashion is concerned. Again, the event, the Duct Tape Festival, is going on Father's Day weekend, the June 13th, 14th, and 15th. And this morning we just got the word about the
entertainment
that's going on. I was there last year when John Waite was the performer and had a big crowd and had a fun time at the Duct Tape Festival. I was there in 1 year. I think Gary Lewis and the Playboys was also there.
Bo Bice.
Part of that. Well, Bo Bice, a former contestant on American Idol, and this year you've had another contestant from American Idol from years past, Bucky Covington.
That is correct. We have Bucky Covington on Saturday, as well as Confederate Railroad, and then on Friday our headliner is Escape. They are a Journey cover band and always a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's always funny when you have fun when you have some of the different cover bands too, because all those cover bands also seem to have a contingent of like fans that like their music and want to come out. A couple years ago I remember seeing the AC/DC, I think it was, a tribute band as well. So it makes for a fun night at the Duct Tape Festival. As always, at the Duct Tape Festival, Rides is there, rides and games too?
Yes, it is as fun as any traditional fair with a little bit of duct tape added along. So you have your rides, your fair food, and your games and entertainment. But you can also come and sit in our Ductivities crafting tent, and we have innumerable rolls sitting around that you can just have fun with, play with, make whatever you want. And then if you want to participate in our Guinness attempt. And if you do participate, you get an official Guinness medallion. So you don't walk away without a little bit of a memory. And also, you can have bragging rights that you were a part of that competition.
So you'll have some official from the Guinness Book of Records there, because they always have some important people counting or documentation.
Yes,
so that's going on.
They take this very seriously, just as we do, and we want to make sure that everything is official.
Now, how do you work that out? Do you have to call them up and say, hey, we're going to do this, you ought to be here? How does that work?
I believe that is how it works. You know, you have to make up your mind and be very dedicated to earn this right of being a Guinness World Record holder. So, you know, you call them and they come and hopefully they're impressed.
You know, this isn't going to be the only duck or the only Guinness record here in Avon. I remember last year over at Crusher Stadium, they did the Guinness Book, record for the number of people flossing. Do you remember? This is, over at the Crusher Stadium, sponsored by one of the local dentists as well.
Right.
We never did hear back whether they actually approved that or got that. I think it might have.
Well, you know, we have somebody from the Crushers on Wednesday.
We'll find out if he knows anything about that. Now, in the previous years, you've also had massive duct tape items. Usually there's part of a scavenger hunt involved with that, or maybe just a good photo op for people. Is that also happening this year, too?
Yes, we have a great partner in the University of Cincinnati Art Program, and they will be making a number of large sculptures for us that are going to be making their way north shortly, and I think people will be very impressed.
Now, do they play off the theme at all? Do you know?
There should be some galaxy or out-of-this-world themed displays, yes.
Okay. And again, it's the 11th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. Our guest today has been Mary Kate Rosfelder of the Avon Duct Tape Festival. Appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And if people want to participate in that Guinness record thing, now is the time to start working on your fashion.
Yep.
And getting everything as well. And I'm sure the duct tape sites have information about how you design all these different types of things.
Yes, if you want more information on the festival, just go to ducktapefestival.com, and that's DUCK tapefestival.com.
Sounds good. Mary Kate, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.